You are listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Paul Simon Public Policy Institute Director John Shaw recently authored an opinion piece examining how a statesman might respond to the current coronavirus pandemic. I talked with him about the piece and about the Institute's focus on statesmanship. He says the current situation lends itself to a hard look at the leadership of the state, the nation, and the world.
Without turning this into a critique of President Trump, because when I wrote my essay and started thinking about it, what I was trying to do is just think of some of the great statespeople in our history and think, okay, what would they do in a situation like this? How would they take control? And my view is, I mean, the first thing, they would just really assume ownership of the problem and say, this is a crisis that we all have to solve. So it would be assuming ownership to really understand the full complexity of it, to communicate that complexity truthfully, to warn, but also to bring people to a higher place, to communicate clearly, to manage effectively. So these are, I mean, this is a hugely difficult task. And I think I've been underwhelmed by the leadership in Washington for the most part. I think state governors have stepped up and largely almost crisis management modes. I mean, they've been scrambling to just try to be as forward-leaning and responsive to this crisis as possible. So there hasn't really been the opportunity for a really long vision. A lot of it is crisis management, but even within that context, there's been a lot of candor, straight talk, calls to sacrifice, empathy, compassion, and just a sense that we will, that there's of forging a sense of unity and saying that the community will get through this and giving a hopeful view of the future without ignoring how difficult it is right now.
As I listen to you describe this, I think of leaders during times of war, and this has been compared to a war, the president calling the virus the invisible enemy. Do you liken this to wartime?
I think that's true. To me, the analogy that speaks to me most, and it would even probably a far greater magnitude, would be kind of the Depression era in the United States. I think of Franklin Roosevelt, who, inherited this serious depression. And it was a long, years-long struggle to battle through that and then pivot to World War II. And as you read the example of Roosevelt, he was hopeful, he was optimistic, he was also truthful and said, we have some really hard times ahead. He thought of individual people as he addressed the country. It was not a sense of abstractions, but he's even said that he tried to picture, the coal miner in West Virginia, the farmer in Illinois, the school teacher in Detroit. So I think we have examples of that sort of leadership in our history. And I guess it's when you look at those examples that what's happening now seems so discouraging, because it feels, I mean, obviously this was a huge crisis that very few people really saw coming. Although, to be candid, experts have been warning about something like this for decades, and they have developed specific response protocols for years. And it seems like all of those have been just kind of thrown aside, and it's just kind of scrambling to respond to the pressure of the day. So I think that's what's so hard for the American public, is that it just doesn't feel like there is a coherent long-term plan. I think there's also a view that maybe the political class is looking much more closely towards November than they are the long-term health of the economy and the people. And it's just like, okay, what do we need to do to get through the election, rather than saying, okay, what is this crisis and how do we get through it in the way that, saves the most lives and also is mindful of the economic distress and really pain that's being inflicted. So, I don't want to minimize the scope of this crisis. This is an amazingly complicated and difficult crisis. But right now, it doesn't feel like our leadership, at least at the national level, is stepping up. I do think that there's been strong leadership in various states, and it's not a party thing. The governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, has been very forward-leaning on this. I think Governor Pritzker has done a good job in stepping forward and at least outlining the scope of the crisis. So I think some governors have stepped up in a way that's encouraging. Governor Cuomo in New York also, I think.
You still see a lot of finger pointing out there, a lot of division. Is this the same kind of situation?
I don't want to underscore or understate the severity of the challenge the American people are facing, but I think we would be facing it better if we had strong leadership that was laying out the severity of the crisis, but also a hopeful future, and saying, hang in there for 6 months or whatever it takes, but we're going to get through this and we're going to have a better country at the end of it. Because I think that hopefulness is what allows people to do the sacrifices in daily life without getting so deeply frustrated.
John Shaw is the director of SIU's Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. You can find more at our website, wsiunews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.